from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
China, for example, right? They had that one-child policy.
I'm very familiar with this.
And now their economy is in shambles.
Yeah, Elon writes all about this.
Yeah, and so, you know, well, you know,
I got to be part of the solution,
I got to take one for the team. I got to take one for the team here, you know? But what's that movie?
When's she due?
She's not due. She's not
good
due.
Question, Brian.
When's that? What's
You're
that?
Exactly right.
He's
telling us.
It's like what John.
I think he is telling us.
It's like
us.
What John Cena said to Roman Reigns, right? What John Cena said to Roman Reigns, he said, I'm still here because you can't do your job. That's how I feel about the rest of America. I have to think about having a third because you can't do your job.
Solutions for America.
Now, obviously, I feel for people that do try to do it and can't.
I always
because that's a real thing, right?
It's a fair thing. I always think about that when we're celebrating because we have kids here practically every week at 92.9. It's one of the first things I've started thinking about.
Yes.
And because there are people listening to our voices right now who are devastated by not being able to have a child.
100%. I have friends that are in that situation, and my heart breaks for them every day.
It hurts.
Because that's the worst feeling. It really is. And so I absolutely sympathize.
And some of those people we know that don't say it, by the way.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yep. But for those of you that just are against it, how dare you? How dare you spit in the face of society like Onuaku? Okay, how dare you do that? Do your part. I promise it's not that bad. Like, the expense part of it is a little overblown. Mm-hmm. What really hurts, I'm just going to be completely honest, what really stinks, this is where I struggled with the first one, is you give up so much of your life. You give up so much of your social life. You give up so much of your convenience that you just cannot put a price on the convenience of your life when you don't have kids. I mean, it's just insane. I can't even imagine going back. But by the time I had my second one, I had long...
That ship had sailed.
Buried that, right? So I was like, I don't even care. It doesn't even impact me anymore. It's like the same.
That's funny.
And now I have a son, so, which is great, you know, and he's so happy and fun and all that.
Awesome.
But... You know, I don't know, man. Some of y'all need to start spreading the seed. You know, we need more kids in the world, in America specifically. We don't want to lose our hegemony, right? We don't want to lose our status as the world power, do we?
I feel bad now as an only, having an only, and I'm an only.
That's right. I think both y'all need to go home tonight and say, hey, man, let's make this right.
Yeah.
Let's make this right tonight.
Well, let me tell you that if on this third child that you're obviously having,
it's 100% fact, Jason.
If you
Jason.
Take the full paternity again.
Oh, he's talking about the paternity.
I will be spitting around here like Oahu.
No.
I mean, we're going to continue again because I'm starting to see a pattern.
That's right.
And really, you're just using this baby factory that you've got over there in Germantown to take more time
That's
off
right.
and get paid for it. There's no...
He's in that paternity
again,
bag.
You know, Seth Hennigan is the only 4-year guy been in the same place. There's no man in America that we can find.
Facts.
There were very few on baby number two that are the full, but no man that we can find in America on third child still taking full legal paternity, and especially not when they've talked about the freedom they now have.
Yeah.
With mom at home, working from home, getting paid more, what would be the justification for another full paternity?
Oh, man, we are already skipping
to the end
of the book.
He did not have the, again.
No, we're seriously.
I've dreaded this for a long time. As one
we're
of,
not.
Because John having a child doesn't just affect John. I see you over there, you giddy about it. You, oh, it's great for your family.
I'm excited
for
him.
On this side of the plastic, though, it's more than just John that's affected.
Right.
Especially if we're going full paternity again. We just got through one.
Well, let me be clear.
We just got through one. Some of us barely survived.
Let me be clear.
Things were falling apart behind.
You did great.
Oh, yeah. That's on the surface.
I don't think anything barely
things
survived.
Things were falling apart behind the scenes.
Let it out.
It's a long time. That's a long time.
That is so not the listener experience.
American men don't have babies.
It is a long time. I admit that.
One of the better mays we've ever had.
But I do.
Don't need 9 weeks.
Can I just say something for the record? I did not take the full paternity leave. I took 5 out of the 6. I had another week I could have taken and elected not to. So I can't.
But was the week that you took when you had the baby?
That was part of it, right?
That's part of the 6, is it not? And then took another 5.
I took four. I took 4 in a month.
No. That's not. That's,
I took
my goodness.
That's not. It's 24 straight days. That would be 5 weeks.
I took 5 weeks.
So the 29th.
Right, and then plus the week you were gone. That's 6. You're saying you took 4. It was 5. Go back and look.
No.
It was the entire month of May.
Okay.
Believe me, I know.
I took...
I did it.
It's really... It's 4.5.
Okay. Try to lower it as much as you want. It was 5 weeks of work.
Yeah, I took 5.5 total.
Right. And then the 6 would be when you had the child, which will mean it's going to be 7 or 8 this next one for number 3.
Well, my manager at BetQL, he just took, I think, 8 weeks. I think he took 8 weeks for his... For his paternity, you know, and because he missed the end of June and all of July.
Was it his second or third job?
It was the second. It was the second.
Yeah, so you guys are working. Y'all are like a cult.
But no, let me be clear.
You guys are new in America.
Let me be clear.
This whole take your paternity.
That's
y'all
right.
Started a new movement, apparently.
I think you need to get like a dog or something so you can take some time with it. Because I think that's what's coming out here.
Because old smoothie ain't going to be having another child. Just take a few extra weeks off.
I'm not a licensed therapist, but Brad, don't you sense that that's a little bit what's going on here? He didn't get a paternity leave when he had CJ. He had to go straight to SMU and cover Papadia. You know, that's the difference.
Yeah, it was actually USF food. It was USF.
But Papadia was right around the corner.
Jason puts a lot on himself. He has a high standard.
He does.
That's
he
right.
does.
That's right.
And he clearly has high standards for others.
I get high blood pressure trying to carry a high standard.
Well, Papa Lipitor, it's fine. Nobody's pregnant, all right? I'm just passing things along as they happen.
I thought y'all were using the BC that I'd given you.
What's that?
The birth control that I'd handed over to y'all.
You gave him a special birth control?
Yeah, I said, here's some now that you've had 2, you might want to
do that. You sure those aren't aphrodisiacs?
John said he was using it, but I guess not.
Yeah, no, I'm not. We're just not pregnant. That's what I can tell you.
Don't use birth control is what you're telling us.
No, I don't want to get into the contraceptives.
I don't want to get into your bedroom. I'm just saying, y'all don't. We see the results.
Again, he's too young not to have more kids.
It's not 100%.
I'm not going to act like the grump man around here.
Yeah, but I
don't want you to have
just want you to wrap that rascal.
Enlarge
That's right.
your family. Make it bigger.
Again, there's a big part of me, okay?
Go right ahead.
With the son and the daughter that's like, this is the goal.
Complete,
this is the dream.
Exactly.
You know?
Complete.
Why would I want to tip the scales
I'm
here?
I'm labeling this segment in the rewind, John Child number 3. There we have it.
It's simply.
No, you asked the right question.
It's simply a discussion.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It's simply a discussion.
This is
Turns
not
out
my
she's
first
doing
rodeo,
7
boys.
Months.
Hey, not my first rodeo. It's 100% locked.
You've seen it.
And put it down in FanDuel.
It just goes around here.
It's not a lock.
It's in the 929 water in the McDonald's that y'all have
isn't
delivered.
Isn't it time for Jeffrey?
Jeffrey, Gabe, probably going to be.
Yeah, I'm not waging on them. I'm talking about
Gabe's.
You. I think I know this deal. I see how this movie works.
Sam Sam mentioned it. It was
Hawkins,
the first time she had said anything.
New husband.
The first time a spouse mentions it is when the door goes way, way open and things change.
I wasn't even thinking about it. I'm totally transparent, right? Not that anybody cares about it, but I wasn't even thinking about it.
And did you see Jason's face? Jason went.
So
he turned. I gotta
pray about it. I gotta pray about it, man.
Oh wow!
Pray for me.
And
there is no chance in hell I would have had more than one child. And I love having one child.
No, I mean
I enjoy it. Let me counter your 3. It's the best thing ever, having one child.
Well, it's the best thing for Brad Carson.
No, it is.
But it's not the best thing for society.
I'm countering the societal, the Elon folks. Like, I've read the biography on him. He's a psychopath.
Oh, he's definitely not. He's indiscriminate with his.
And he's like a space alien. And I understand the science behind what you're saying. However, we can't function because we don't have enough good managers to manage those kids that are being had at that point. So adopt and manage what we got. That's my opinion.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's
you're a good parent, so
I
that's
try
why
to
I'm
be.
Excited for
I'm a better parent today than I was 3 years ago. I know that.
I think you're a better person. We're all better
I know
when
that.
We become good parents, right?
And you know, like, again, we're talking about kids, and so this is a deeply personal thing, but,
yep.
You know, my wife told me, you know, that we made some mistakes with Riley, you know, the other day. I'm like, you know, I don't even look at it like that. I don't even look at it like we made mistakes. We didn't know what the hell we were doing with the first one. You have no idea. I mean, you're thrown into the fire here. And obviously, like, Riley has an amazing life. I mean, but there's trial and error.
Sure.
There's trial and error with parenting. Like, you learn sort
oh,
of
I think it's
what
an
works and what
science.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
you know?
I think that's fair.
And you fall short and, you know, you try to, you know.
Yep.
But I think everybody on this show involved is a very involved parent. I think
100%.
I think two of the three here are over-involved. There's no doubt about it when it comes to the athletic careers. I mean, we got like some Richard Williams helicopter dad stuff going on.
I mean, it
what
worked
the
for
hell
Richard
are you
Williams.
Talking about?
I mean,
my kid's not an athlete.
It's only a matter of time before we're going to start having both of y'all out on, you know, sports trips, you know?
Hey, I'm raising an engineer, not a baseball player.
CJ is getting recruited already. That's happening.
It's not untrue. I wish it was the case.
He's not getting recruited yet?
No.
Like for middle school?
No.
Okay.
There's no middle schools, you know, recruiting Chris.
All right.
No, man. We're normal. We're just going in the fifth grade trying to have a little fun.
He's a good player, though.
He's a very good player. Very good player. He's good.
You know, and a matter of fact, last night's game that he had, I made a decision not to attend because I didn't want him feeling pressure, whatever it was, that whole look. With Brad and I've discussed it with you, that whole looking up at father or mother for approval as opposed to looking at coach. I wanted him to play free, just not have that sort of hanging over you so that you never think that this is more about me and my desire to see you succeed on a basketball court than it is about you and having fun and loving it. And so I made a decision last night. Faith, can you take him to the game? Because we want to see. I want to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me what it looks like, and I want Chris to tell me what it looks like when he's not looking up into the stands after every single play, wondering if Dad approves of the effort or not. And so that's that along those lines. If you said we sort of make mistakes, but they're not. It's trauma. That's one thing I've said. You know what? I want to make sure he understands this, and maybe check myself in a way as well that we're. You know, we're keeping this fun right now. We ain't, you know, yeah, I've had dreams of getting recruited and everything else, just like any father, proud father would hope. But, nah, we got to make sure we're keeping the real. And so that's all. I just want him to have fun, man, enjoy himself and, you know, in a way that I didn't as a kid.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's actually very interesting. And did you gather that it helped him?
Yeah, I mean, he's playing up two grades and, he had to hit four points playing against rising seventh graders. He's going to the fifth. And, yeah, he knocked down his free throws, didn't miss any free throws. Lately, he'd been missing them. I can sense it because it's almost now to a point, and I've talked about it needs to be going down as opposed to going up.
Yes.
He needs to be looking at his coach more. This is an issue. We talked about it with Curtis Gibbons.
Yeah.
As opposed to listening to what I'm giving him
exactly.
or what I'm yelling at him and thinking that's more important.
Yeah.
So let me pull back if we're in any way getting close to that.
Absolutely.
And that's what it was. And it's like you said, man, you're just trying to figure it out on the go, but what you've got to remember is it's about them, not you. And I think if you can sort of pull yourself back to that, because I see too many that are gone, you know, too many. This is an opportunity for me that they're really trying to cash in on. They want their kid to be that good, and the likelihood is they're not going to be for that.
Yep.
And so keep the expectations low, keep the fun high,
yep.
and you'll probably come out with a pretty well-rounded kid
that
finds what he wants to do, finds his passion.
100%. Yep. No, I agree with that completely. So that's interesting, yeah, because there is a point where it, you know, Dad is, you know, just a spectator,
right?
You know, I mean, in terms of, you know, you're there, you support him, you love him, but
your kid's got to be coachable,
yeah.
And if he's not listening to the coach anymore, he's bored, and it, you know, what good is he? What good is he going to be to his middle school coach, to his high school coach, all that? If he's listening to you more than he's listening to his coach, and so I see more of that. The more it's, you know, just see youth basketball, youth sports in general, you just see more of that. Fathers feeling like, oh, I got to be all on top of everything because, Yeah, you feel like every, you know, you want your kid to be a pro and what that represents. But we all find our line, and part of last night making the decision not to go to the game was that. Me sort of, you know, hoping for him, let's keep it fun. But me too, maybe keeping myself in check.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not making this too serious.
All right, we'll come back. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the Olympics and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Jeff Cox is going to join us in just a moment. We'll talk to him about the rankings up at the Daily Olympian, top 25 athletes of this century since 2000. So we'll get into that, of course, in Memphis. So we'll get into that with him. And I'm excited to post my ballot because I think my ballot was pretty spot on. There were a couple that I did leave out. But real quick on this topic before we get in, like no Paxton Lynch to me is a little wild. I understand that he flamed out in the league, bro, but he's the only Memphis quarterback that ever got drafted in the first round of the NFL draft. Like, come on, bro. That's got to stand for something.
I mean,
that's got to stand for something, bro. No quarterback will, I'll say this, no Memphis quarterback will ever get drafted in the first round ever again.
I think we know, because hindsight is a thing, that he shouldn't have been. I mean, John Elway literally just talked about the mistake.
Jason, we're not doing that today. We're not doing that on this day.
Bro, he was there because of Justin Fuente.
Yeah, he was.
And it was a really, if you look in, I mean, it was a short stay at Memphis for the most part. He threw for less than 9,000 yards in his time there. What was it? Parts of, it was 13, 14, 15. I mean, I guess technically. But it was less than 9,000, 8,863 yards. Fourth in a single season, fourth most. Come on, bro. Lost the bowl game.
So, would you have Riley Ferguson in top 25?
No.
Okay. Would you have Brady White in top 25?
Y'all already got Brady.
Would you have him in there?
I don't know if I would have had Brady White.
Right.
But he is second. He's got, what, second in terms of single season, and he's second in terms of all-time yards at Memphis. Single season, still Riley. But, no, I don't know about Brady White.
Yeah, I think that's the one I struggle with. I did put all three, I believe, in. I actually put three Memphis quarterbacks in my top 25. I put Danny Wimprine in there because he was sort of the first to do it. I put Brady White in there, and I put Paxton Lynch in there. 1, 2, 3, like in order. Like Danny Wimprine was the last because he was the record holder, right, before Brady came along.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to, in my opinion,
you had three Memphis quarterbacks with Wimprine in there and didn't have Seth Hennigan?
Correct. Yeah.
Who has thrown for more yards than all of them.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which is probably also stupid, but.
And I'm assuming Seth's going to be in this. He hadn't been in it yet, is he? I think he's in this. He hadn't been in the,
I don't
in
think we've
11
seen
through 25.
No, we've not seen him yet. No.
I was assuming he's going to be in the top 10.
Yeah,
because he is the all-time.
That's probably when I left out Seth Hennigan.
It's interesting that you picked Wimprine, Brady White, and Paxton, but not Seth, who's passed them all.
Yeah, I wonder if it's team success that I'm holding against him.
Maybe you are, but probably shouldn't, because you get to look at that roster up until last year, right?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's interesting. I left him out for sure. I left out Thad, and I left out Seth.
Well, I'm going to hold that against you, you're going to hear a little bit about that tomorrow, probably.
That was a mistake.
I don't know how y'all can hold up, and I love him to death, you know I do. How can we hold up Joe? These are two guys that are from Memphis, so we get their whole careers, right? How can we hold up Joe for high school and college?
I get it.
And not hold up Thad for all of that? Now, Thad didn't get the state title in high school. He's not second all-time in Shelby Metro in scoring, but he's got to be top 10, I would imagine, certainly top 15. And then you got damn near 20 years of NBA. What is that? What is he, 16, 17 years in? And from Memphis, Thaddeus Young got to be on a top 25 in my book. So
yeah, that was a mistake. That was definitely a mistake. But 1 through
down to 11 today, so we get 1 through 10 the next 2 days, I believe.
Yeah, so 10 through 6 and then 1 through 5. So
we haven't seen Tony Pollard yet?
Not seen Tony Pollard yet.
So he's top 10. I'm imagining we're going to have a slew of Grizzlies.
Oh, yeah. Well, you obviously. You know,
Mark we haven't had. Zeebo we haven't had. We've had Mike and Tony, so we got to have the other two. And then we've had Jaren. We haven't had Ja.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's dang near the top 10 right there.
Did Bane not make it?
I have not seen Bane yet.
Okay, so I had Bane in my top 25, so obviously Bane's not going to make it.
No, Brad would be appalled.
Whoa.
Brad to have him number one.
I had Bane in there at, I don't know, 17 or 18.
I mean, he's already maxed out.
He is a max player on our basketball team.
Yeah, and he's one of the best shooters in the NBA. So that's
facts.
That's what I mean. I had him in there. To be clear, I had him in there.
I mean, I didn't even mention any other former Tigers. Like, D Rose is going to be in there because he hasn't CDR's 13.
D Rose is in there for sure.
Where's Paxton? Paxton did
Paxton didn't.
He ain't going to make it. John had him on his list, but Paxton didn't make it.
Yeah, John's right to have Paxton. He was a revolutionary quarterback for your football team.
At the time.
Facts.
Again, we're not talking about impact at Memphis. Jeff made that point. If we're talking about, like, how important you were, that's when you get into Paxton came at a time where Memphis football get bad. We're just talking about your time there. And if you're not from Memphis, we don't get to count anything after.
Yeah, I mean,
not that anything after would help Paxton, because the last thing really is him getting drafted, and it technically helps
Paxton
him.
Did have 35 touchdowns his sophomore season at Memphis. He had 22 touchdowns in the air and 13 on the ground.
No, I just told you.
My God.
I mean, he's still he's fourth most in a single season behind Riley, Brady, and Seth, and he's fourth in all-time passing yards.
Yeah.
Behind Seth, Brady, and Danny.
Yeah.
And significantly behind him.
No, that's true.
I know he went first round, but it's tough to have Paxton in there. But I know y'all got Calvin and everything else, and so I can easily, if you're going to put Calvin up against Paxton, then you'd say, well, Paxton should be there.
Right.
I get it.
Right.
But
it's hard. It's hard to do.
It is hard to do. You're going to miss people.
To do. Yeah, especially with the years and the amount of people you're talking about. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, I just think Thaddeus Young and Michael Orr are two that.
Michael, yeah, I didn't think about him.
Or two that
has had a hell of a career.
I would probably had. And then Orr just wasn't football and what he did at Ole Miss and then went on to win a Super Bowl. He was also a basketball player at Briarcrest, too. Hell of an athlete.
The last few years of litigation have been interesting for him as well.
Yeah, he's had some issues. And at one point, he was on, addicted to, looked like all kinds of medications and everything else. He's had a tough road of it at some point. But he's also done pretty well for himself in terms of the books and everything else. And I guess getting his money from the TUIs, I guess. So. I don't know what he's due, I guess.
Yep. Anyway, we'll talk to Jeff about all this and more on the other side. Stick around. Jason and John.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Turn FM, ESPN. Jeff Calkins is the columnist for the Daily Memphian. And he has taken the responsibility of the top 25 athletes of this century over at the Daily Memphian, which, you know, I would say controversy is amok, no question about it.
Controversy is amok?
Yes.
Amok?
Yes, it is. It's running amok, yes. And this is why, you know, I've never sympathized with Donald Trump more than I have this poll. Because I feel like, you know, people mailing in ballots. Dead people. Mailing. Hey, be honest. When you saw some of those, ballots come in, you're like, did a dead person email this? Be honest.
We didn't ask Chris to vote because Chris Harrington, you know, he's pretty upfront that he didn't watch any of basketball, right? So since this is all athletes, but every other member of the staff voted, and Phil Sugenborg voted. And I was just going through it. I'm literally writing right now because I'm doing little mini essays with all 25 athletes, and I'm down to the last five. And so I'm looking here, for example, it's probably not a spoiler alert to say that Ja is in the top five, right? That's not a spoiler alert, I don't think. You'd think Ja would be in the top five greatest athletes of the century, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yeah.
You would think that, right? So here are his I'll read out the rankings. If you get 25 points if you were first, right, because there are 25 athletes, all the way down to 1 point if you were the person's last person they put on the ballot, okay? So Ja gets 25 points from this person, 25 from this person, 25 from this person, 25 from this person, 24 from this person, 18 from this person, and 13 from this person. So, like, you have one person who did who had him 12th, right? 12th greatest. So that's a pretty big spread. Or, for example, who else do you want to know? Like Zeebo. No, here's Marc Gasol. I'll give you Marc Gasol's votes, right? 24, 24, 24, 23, 22, 20, 20, 15. So that person had to miss his 10th or something like that. So some of them I just don't understand. some I literally don't understand. But, you know, people vote the way they vote, right?
Yes.
People have their own. I'll be honest. Like, you know, Tony Pollard is in the top 10. I think he's in the top 10. Tremendous. He should be in the top 25. I don't have any doubt Tony Pollard is a tremendous athlete. Should be in the top 25. Should he be in the top 10? Now, mind you, 2,000-yard rushing seasons and a Pro Bowl. Like, that's pretty damn good. And we give him credit because he's from Memphis. We give him credit for what he did at the University of Memphis and what he does in the pros. Whereas, like, Stephen Gostkowski is not from Memphis, so he only gets credit for what he did at the University of Memphis, right? D'Angelo Williams, even then. Like, D'Angelo, I don't know whether he's not local, so we give D'Angelo credit for what he did at the University of Memphis, but not credit for what he did in the NFL. Powell gets credit for what he did at the Grizzlies, but not credit for what he did with the Lakers. Mark gets credit for the whole thing because he's like, you know, whatever. I forgot your ballot. I don't have it right in front of me. Who's right now, top of your head, your top three athletes in Memphis this century?
Mine?
Paxton.
Yours. Go ahead.
The ones that I sent you?
No, I don't even remember. Yeah, no, just tell me right now. Who they
number one.
Ja.
Number two.
Mark.
Number three.
And Zeebo.
How about you, Jason? And should Ja be ahead of Mark, or should Mark be ahead of Ja? Mark's been to three All-Star games, Defensive Player of the Year, deep playoff runs, and gold medals, you know, whatever, because he's a Memphis high school kid. We count everything he did. Greatest athlete of the century.
For me, it was Mark. For me, it was Mark because you have to. I mean, he gets a title because he's from Memphis, so we get the whole career with him. It's not just his time with Grizzlies, according to you all's.
But is he greater than Ja?
Is he greater?
You just take a step back and say
he is to me right now.
Ja the greatest.
I mean, Ja. I mean, Mark's on Hall of Fame. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Ja, that's not.
He
promised.
Will be a Hall of Famer.
That's not
he
promised for Ja right now. And so I can absolutely make the case that Mark is the most accomplished right now, and could remain
the most accomplished.
He could remain that.
There's no question he's the most accomplished.
Y'all have crowned Ja too early. It's part of the reason why we've had the hiccups that we've had. Let him go win something first.
You're blaming us. Now, you're blaming the top 25.
Well, no, I have. Not so much the top 25. I have. Now, straighten me out.
Yeah.
Gotti, not from here, on list. Jake Elliott, not from here, not on list. And as you have pointed out.
Yeah.
If it is just their University of Memphis careers, is not Jake Elliott's better than Gotti's? Didn't we give Gotti, it feels like, subconscious votes for what he did in the NFL, which should not have been there?
I think there's no question. Like, if you are, let's say you're in a courtroom, right?
That's right.
And someone stands up and an outburst says, this guy says he didn't do this, but I know he slept with 10 different women and he's taking money and he's what? And the judge says, disregard that comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the jury heard the comment. I think the jury, in this case, Stephen Gostkowski's voters, you can't forget
they're
that he is maybe one of the greatest NFL kicker in history.
That's clearly
what's
happening.
And maybe you shouldn't. Maybe our criteria was dumb, right? Like, maybe the criteria, it's weird. Isn't it weird that it doesn't actually feel misplaced if you did count Gotti's, you know, he's a Memphis guy, if you counted him, is what he did in the NFL, whereas it would feel totally misplaced if you counted Powell's Lakers stuff as the greatest Memphis athlete, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense to be counting his Lakers stuff. But it's pretty clear to me, so I'm looking at Gostkowski's votes here. Someone gave him 21 points. That means 25. That means he's top five for that person.
Good grief.
Well, if Stephen Gostkowski got... You can't put him that high without counting his Super Bowls. If you count his Super Bowls,
100%.
One of the greatest, like one of the greatest ever. So I think that was subconscious voting for
it was.
Gotti. It's funny, I saw Riley Patterson was cut today. We totally forgot about him. You know who else we forgot about for whatever? Who we probably should. He's not on the list, but he should be.
Bad.
Barrett Jones. Thad is not on the list. Thad is not on the list.
Thad is a glaring omission. He should be on the list.
I don't think so. Never an all-star. Like, and you don't.
Wow.
It's a hell of a list. Like, everyone on this list. Antonio Burks isn't on the list. Will Barton isn't on the list. It's a hell of a list. You've got to have all-star appearances to be on this list. Mm. Or first-team All-Americans or... Like, Thad is a great Memphian who's done great things here and was really good in high school and had a long NBA career, right?
It's the longevity that you're rewarding. He's made more money in the NBA than Penny Hardaway has. I mean, you would be rewarding, and that's straight out of Memphis.
But is longevity greatness? Or is the greatest ever list? Whereas Barrett...
Get you in a top 25, Jeff, that's got, you know, some other guys, some that are seriously questionable. I would absolutely
who
say.
Who do you want to bounce them? Who do you... That's a fine question, because you've seen the lowest 15. Who do you want to cut? You want to cut Nina Davis? That's fine.
I mean, best women's basketball player, certainly, that's on this list. I don't want to cut Nina.
First team All-American. And Thad wasn't that, you know.
Barrett's NFL career was rough.
Did he retire? Here's what's weird.
Or he didn't.
Barrett's high school career, like we have a couple of high school athletes in the top 20 in the list, maybe top 15, Harrison Williams and Rachel Heck, right? They're both like great in high school and great in college, right? Like tremendous. And they're both on the list. Barrett, great in high school. I mean, he was the best offensive lineman in the country.
Politikoff winner.
And he won three national championships. How many national championships did he win? Like, he was as... I think his high... Up through college, I think his careers are as good as Rachel's and Harrison Williams. I think we subconsciously, and maybe it's not fair, ding him for a pro career that wasn't great. Because Nina Davis never even played pro. Like, really? She never played in the WNBA. Like, well, you know, so it is weird. Like, I think Barrett maybe should be on this list. And I hate to say it, he's not.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, sneaky ones, you know, that just kind of pop up.
Well, there's so many. Michael Orr. Like, what is he? Like, where's right. Michael Orr?
Right. Well, him and Thad. I mean, two of the greatest athletes come out of here in the last 25 years. That's, I mean, that 24 years. That's all there is to it. I mean, they both are. They're just that.
Who?
Yeah, Thad and Michael Orr, both of them are. Like, I
Michael
know
Orr never. Michael Orr.
He won a Super Bowl. I mean,
he was
a first round draft pick.
Yeah, he never made a Pro Bowl team, and he never made an All SEC.
But because we're saying because Joe Jackson won a CUSA Player of the Year and a couple of league championships, he's a better athlete. Any one of us, or what state title, White Station, he's a better athlete than Thaddeus Young, who went on to have a double digit career. Lengthy career in the NBA, this just it doesn't work.
I don't think we're measuring how high they can jump or how far they can run. We're talking about what they achieved as athletes. Yeah. And yes, he is the second leading scorer all time in Shelby County basketball history, and what a rich history it is, right? So he was a hell of a player. He's a two-time all-conference, two-time conference tournament player, and a one-time conference player of the year. And he's, I think, the sixth leading scorer all time.
Yeah, I mean, again, I don't think that stacks up to a double-digit NBA career. He wasn't good enough to make the league. And that's so Thad gets – you get nothing for being in the league for, what, 15, 16, 17 years? And
you don't get nothing. You don't get nothing. Shane Battier isn't on this freaking list. You know, like, Shane Battier isn't. Paxton Lynch isn't. Like, there's so many great athletes who aren't. I do think we are measuring accomplishments as more than just, like, athleticism. Although, like Calvin Austin, honestly, he's on, I think, partly because of it, and Tony Pollard, both because they were quote unquote great athletes, right? They are undeniably great athletes. So I'm the one who actually in the poll brought up Thaddeus Young. So he's clearly deserving. He's had a great career, but I don't think we're just rewarding longevity when you don't listen. He's a great human being, a great citizen, whatever. Do you think when you think Thaddeus Young, do you think greatness? You think longevity. You think longevity, class, all of that, right?
I think pro.
I don't think greatness.
I think one of the best, if not, I mean, it's right up there with Penny. He's made more money than Penny in terms of pro career.
He has made more money than Penny.
Well, of course not the highest accomplishments, you know, and the fact that he's not a, you know, an all-NBA player certainly hurts him, but any list that he's not ahead of Calvin, with all due respect to these, I mean, that doesn't. The way you stay in the league and make $180 million is because you're.
By this
fair
definition,
point,
we should just have whoever
Memphis.
Was a pro. Yeah. By this definition,
well,
we should
no,
just
that's
whoever
not,
was
well,
a pro.
It's not
anybody
that stuff. He was a pro. It's that he was in the. He has.
No, but by his standard, what he's saying is he made it in the league. He's got to be better.
No,
than,
he made it.
Yo,
in
who
the
didn't
league,
make
though,
it in the league?
Saying. He made it. He made it. He's been there for 16 years. He is the best
Whereas
professional we've
Joe,
ever
Joe
had.
Joe wasn't good enough, and I love Joe to death.
And you need to be accountable, and you need to be held accountable.
But Jeff said he's the one that said Thad should have been on the list.
Hold
now,
on,
it's weird.
Me,
he's arguing
me,
against
hold on,
it.
I have John's ballot here. Let me see if I see Thad on it.
No,
hold
I didn't.
No, and I've told John
and
that he should have had him on
oh,
there.
Look at this. John is
this
in
is your accountability turn. Don't you hold up my ballot like it's the worst because
John,
because we all know that you got some of those ballots that were sent in inevitably. I'm just going by the list. I'm looking at it, flaming piles of dog crap.
Who had Gotti top five? That's crazy for the criteria. Gotti top five.
Well, why is Tony Pollard top 10? Right.
I'm not defending all of these. I actually am defending not having Thad on the list, but I'm not defending. And I'm the one who brought him up in our group, but I'm not defending all of the. This is not my list. It's a consensus. No, to me, the bigger objections are. Here's what I have said: you can't tell the story of Memphis sports without Antonio Anderson, Shane Battier, and Paxton Lynch this century, and none of them are on the list.
Right.
But that's because. I think that's if you're talking about impact, of course they would all be on the list, right? But if you're measuring it also by, you know, all NBA teams, all conference teams, like that kind of thing, they just like don't. But like I don't know who would be on Brady or Paxton. You tell me of the quarterbacks. Of the quarterback,
I say Paxton be because he got drafted in the first round.
It shouldn't have.
But as you said, Brady White dinked and dunked his way to 4,000 yards. He's not a better quarterback than Paxton.
He took him to the Cotton Bowl. He's won more games as quarterback than anyone in Memphis history. And
it just comes down to what you weigh. He was not once ever considered a professional prospect. He couldn't even hack it in the AAF.
What's funny is that we end up.
Yeah, you take cuts at these guys.
Yeah,
end up crapping on some of the all-time greats who just didn't have to be on the list.
I love Calvin.
I'm anti-fad, and all of a sudden,
I think
I'm gonna be honest with y'all. Got Stenhouse too high. That man ain't no damn athlete. He gets in the car, does the work. I know he's what he win a Daytona or whatever.
He won. Stenhouse is.
Damn.
He won the biggest prize in his sport. Unless you're just not going to count it as a sport. This isn't a pretty clearly as athletic.
I mean, he's low.
If you're going to line up Tony Pollard and Sean McKeel to run a race, I'll take Tony Pollard. You know, Sean McKeel ain't going to win that race.
A lot of people, what was Stenhouse, 25? So a lot of people didn't have him on their list, though, right? I mean, that's what's clear.
At the end, here's the truth. Right. We have another 30, 40 people who got votes. Like, there are a lot of people who, we're going to publish an others receiving votes thing.
What about Lauren Roberts? Lauren Roberts from Memphis. He's in the Tennessee Sports Hall of Fame.
He's not on the list, but he could. Yep. He's not on the list, but he could vary. But a lot of what he did was in the previous century. So therefore he's not. Here you go. Here, among those who have not made the list, just to be clear. Grizzlies, Shane Battier, Mike Miller, Desmond Bane, Rudy Gay, Lorenzen Wright, among them, okay? Memphis basketball players, Antonio Burks, Darius Washington, Antonio Anderson, Joey Dorsey, Will Barton, Jeremiah Martin, Precious Achiuwa, Kendrick Davis, DeAndre Williams. Women's basketball players, Tamika Whitmore and Nikki McCray. Most of what they did is the previous century. That's why they didn't
right,
make it.
Right,
Memphis
right,
football
right.
players, Jake Elliott, Daryl Henderson, Danny Wimprine, Paxton Lynch, Riley Ferguson, Seth Hennigan, Kenny Gainwell, Antonio Gibson, preps, James Wiseman, Alex Lomax, Eric Gray, Michael Orr, Jordan Ware, Thaddeus Young, baseball, Albert Pujols, Stubby Clapp, golf, Doug Barron, Lauren Roberts, other, Gabriel Rose, Joe Salisbury, Garrett Hines, he won a silver medal in the Olympics for bobsled, and Ross Powley, soccer player. None of those guys made the list. That's a hell of a list. That is those people who are not in the top 25 of the century. It has been a hell of a century. To me, that the biggest lesson that I take from this is it's been a hell of a century. And the other thing is I'm right in the top five right now. I just don't think there's any doubt about the top five. I mean, it's in the end, greatness, you know it when you see it, right? Like, and I don't think I'm no secret here. Like, you see Derrick Rose play basketball.
I mean, Jason says y'all clearly don't know greatness when y'all see it because you didn't have that in the top 25.
How dare y'all?
Or you play, or you see D'Angelo run, right? Or you see Mark and the guys at the very top, they had the accomplishments and they're awesome. Like, you just feel watching there's never been a football player at the University of Memphis like D'Angelo Williams,
right,
who pulled you out of your seat that
right.
way. Yeah, the numbers are the numbers, and all the accomplishments are the accomplishments. You just watch and you knew, right? And it's a little bit the same to me with Ja. It's the same, you know, you remember Zebo destroying people in the playoffs. Like, the guy, Derrick Rose, I have Derrick Rose ahead of CDR. CDR is more accomplished. But who epitomized greatness? That's Derrick Rose. I was just looking at his stats.
That's Derrick Rose.
I was just looking at his stats for the for the NCAA tournament, and Derrick Rose just destroyed. Who did he play in the tournament? He played Drew Neitzel, DJ Augustine, and Darren Collison, and he outscored those three 73-24. Over those three games. Like, he just destroyed them. Zach Randolph, in the series against the San Antonio that the Grizzlies won, and the series against the Clippers that the Grizzlies won, right? In all eight of those games, going against Tim Duncan and Blake Griffin, all eight of those games, he outscored Tim Duncan and Blake Griffin. Like,
It really is amazing.
Those two, like, not even one game did Tim Duncan outscore him. Like, it was just the guy. So I'm very happy with the top of the list. And
it's every and it's the every other number outside of the top five that we are embarrassed by, which is fine, right? I mean, that I do think it's an impossible task to get this down to 25, because inevitably you're going to leave somebody out. It's just the truth, and you know, Jason's proven that you can't make everybody happy. You know, but I do think that should have been it. I do. I think that should have been in. I told you that.
I blame you. You didn't have on your list.
You should send in a new ballot then, John. Yeah.
Well, no. Here's the thing. Here's why I didn't think about that. And again,
because he wasn't on the initial ballot.
Well, he wasn't a.
We hadn't thought of him to put him on the ballot.
He wasn't.
That's why you didn't vote for him.
He didn't go to Memphis.
That's why y'all forget about him.
It's true.
Subconsciously,
he didn't play for the Grizz. You know?
He didn't play for the Grizz. He going to go to. And did he move here late?
He moved here a little late. Yeah, he was like, you know what, middle school or something like that. High school.
I mean, but he is a Memphis.
He is.
Count him as a Memphis.
I'm just saying that's why it wasn't. He wasn't top of mind. Again, should have been because
I think he wasn't top of mind because he. But yeah. I don't know that I would have.
What about Lou Williams? We counting Lou Williams?
He won some awards.
He was sixth man of the year.
Well, that's what get you on here.
Do we count Lou Williams?
He
was born in Memphis.
But he left in the sixth grade.
No,
y'all say he doesn't count.
He went to Georgia, I think.
No.
He left too early to be.
He left in the sixth grade. We do not count Lou Williams.
But he grew up here for the first 11 years of his life. I mean, that is.
Yeah, I don't count Aretha Franklin.
What about Ric Flair?
It's the Marc Gasol. You have to have done the high school.
What about Ric Flair?
I think he's done the high school.
Ric Flair has wrestled since 2000, so we didn't even consider him.
Well, Jerry Lawler has been wrestling.
That's we didn't have him. But Jason says wrestling's not a sport.
That part of his career is to be forgotten.
Jason is just tough grader over here. Hey, thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
he is Jeff Coggins. Joins us every week here on the show. But before we get out of here and wrap this thing up here on a Tuesday, I want to tell you about my friends at Leaders Credit Union. You deserve a savings account that pays a great rate with no hoops to jump through. With the Forward Plus High Yield Savings Account over at Leaders Credit Union, that's exactly what you're going to get. 4.25% APY with no balance restrictions, no minimums. Everything is there for you. Park your money. You're going to get 4.25% APY on your money. Pays, obviously, generous dividends and will really help you accelerate your savings and increase your financial security. All you have to do to learn more is go to leaderscreditunion.com. leaderscu.com/ESPN is where you'll see all the details and disclosures. It's Leaders Credit Union. Again, leaderscu.com/ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.